Kroger's Spotlight Coffee, the coffee that's updated for freshness, presents Linda's First Love by transcription. Quintella Boothby's last act was an attempt to slash at Linda and Danny's wrists with a razor blade. But death intervened, ending a black career which reached its climax during the past 24 hours. Mr. Hepworth, Danny's employer and owner of Greyledge, has returned to Thimblestone and will join Linda and Danny when they drive him home from the village in just a moment. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hot-dated Spotlight Coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight Coffee cut your expense. Flavor, fragrance, true freshness. You get them all for just 40 cents a pound when you buy Spotlight Coffee. The hot date on the bottom of each bag tells you Kroger's Spotlight Coffee is freshly roasted. That date was stamped there within an hour after the coffee left the roasting oven. You see your Spotlight Coffee fresh in the bean. And you know it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. Yet at only 40 cents a pound, Spotlight Coffee costs you less, far less than other well-known brands. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight Coffee cut your expense. Yes, you can save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight Coffee. More on the big 3-pound economy bag. Shop where you save at your neighborhood Kroger store. Linda and Danny left the hospital a few minutes ago, found Mr. Hepworth waiting in front of the village post office, and now the three are proceeding along the road to Greyledge with Linda at the wheel.
After that experience, are you sure you feel well enough to drive, Linda?
Oh, it didn't bother me too much, Al.
No, listen there.
No, I mean it, Danny. I have a wonderful feeling of freedom and relief.
Hey, well, perhaps, but not quite so fast. Mine?
Yeah, that's better. But, Linda...
He wasn't strong enough to have used that razor blade for one thing.
Well, it doesn't take the strength of a lion to do damage with one of those things. Even the kind my drugstore sells.
I mean, we could have stopped it. But the point is that now I don't have to feel any remorse. To the very last, he was vindictive. And it's a relief, I'm afraid, to know that Quintella Boothby can't do us or anyone else any further harm.
I wouldn't count on that.
Now, don't tell me you believe in evil spirits, Danny.
I'm thinking of something more tangible. Booby trap.
Oh.
Danny, no.
Well, come to think of it, Greyledge. You're free of any infernal machines. There hasn't been an opportunity.
Danny, you were right.
No. It wasn't anything. Just a blowout. Nothing but a blowout.
I'll change wheels in a jiffy. Nothing to it.
And a half hour later, our friends and Mr. Hepworth approach the main gate of his estate, and we hear...
I'm sorry if I frightened you, Hal. I tried to keep the car on the road,
Well, you did very well, Linda. If it hadn't been for our red-headed friend here and his booby-trap talk...
Oh, red-headed, not anymore. In the future, just address me as Whitey, boss.
Well, that's going to be kind of confusing, because that's my nickname from now on. Well, Greyledge is a sight for sore eyes.
It's a very wonderful home. And we've enjoyed ourselves here ever so much, Hallie, in spite of certain... Well...
Minor intrusions upon our idyllic stay. Let's put it that way.
Next winter, you'd better stay at my Florida place. Quiet as a grave. Nothing but pleasant people.
It wouldn't stay that way long once we got there.
Let me take your luggage, Hal. And you and Linda can divide up all those packages that you picked up in the village.
Oh, I can manage those, Danny.
But here, let me take something.
Well, you take the package with the maid's apron cap, and I'll take the 2 suitcases.
Where's Anders Baldwin? Now, this is a fine homecoming.
Well, Danny told him to take it easy. He's probably resting in his cottage.
Oh, that's right. Well, let's go inside and get rid of this stuff. Then we'll call him.
Yeah, sure thing. Hal, I don't want to butt into your personal affairs, but in my capacity as an M.D. and knowing how Baldwin feels about having been disloyal to you...
I won't pretend to be sore or anything like that, if that's what you mean.
Well, that's the idea. It would be fun, I suppose, but he's been through enough.
Well, the strain of waiting for this meeting probably hasn't done him any good. Oh, never mind, I have to keep...
Oh, good for you, Linda.
Well, home sweet home.
One of your home sweet homes, at any rate, Hal.
Oh, this is number one home sweet home, Linda. Huh? I always go haywire when I go shopping. Look at all this stuff. Baldwin?
Jesse's in his own quarters. Well, you're the expert on antiques, Hal. What do you think of all these fakes around here? Not bad imitations, huh?
Fake, all right, but a mighty clever job. I don't wonder you were taken in. Anyone but an expert would be.
Your music box, the one made by Anton Sandel, that was substituted for, too.
Now, how in the world could anybody imitate that? Where is it, Linda?
Right in here in the library. Danny will have to reach it down for you. He set it up on the top bookshelf.
Yeah, I stretched my right arm 6 inches in the process.
Well, if it hasn't shrunk back to normal, then you ought to be able to reach it down again.
Well, I'll give it the old college try anyhow. I got it. There you are, Hal. Play us a tune.
It doesn't work.
Absolutely amazing. Of course, I can see minor differences, but it's certainly a faithful copy, Linda. I wonder about my books.
I don't believe Miss Boothby got around to them, Hal.
No, at least... Well, it would be impractical to try to forge copies and substitute them, I think.
In some cases, it'd be very worthwhile. But the real rarities I have locked in a fireproof cabinet inside the closet over in the corner.
Hal, here's a note on your desk. Addressed to you.
That looks like Baldwin's handwriting. At least that's the scrawl I've seen on his grocery list.
I hope this isn't what I think it is.
Well, it is just what I was afraid it would be.
What's the matter? Or shouldn't we?
Now, just listen to this. Mr. Hepworth, esteemed sir, I have betrayed your trust in me. I could face punishment for my disloyalty, but not the eternal reproach that I would find in your eyes. Consequently, I take my leave. I imagine I shall try to begin a new life, perhaps in Alaska. Yours in deepest remorse and with fondest memories, Baldwin. P.S. You will find some cold chicken in the refrigerator, and on your bed, the black silk nightshirt you always favored.
Hey, well, I haven't the slightest idea what he means by that.
Alaska, huh?
He's not gotten much of a start now. No, I don't think he's
done. Who's me?
Well, I thought you did. Linda?
Don't look at me. But I can tell you where that sneeze came from. That closet.
Oh, no, it couldn't have, Linda.
But...
Oh, yes, it did. Baldwin.
Baldwin?
Baldwin, get out of that closet.
Yes, Mr. Hepworth. Oh, Mrs. Grogan, Dr. Grogan.
Shame on you for not keeping that closet dusted out.
I think he was just practicing up for Alaska, Danny.
Now, get that stricken look off your face.
That isn't a stricken look. He's...
Hold your finger on your nose, Baldwin.
Thank you, Mrs. Grogan.
Oh, Baldwin. Baldwin, do it again.
If you insist, Mr. Hepworth, but I shall have to retire to the closet a moment first, see if it's dusty in there.
No, don't do that. Sit down.
Here, Baldwin.
Here, have one of Mr. Hepworth's cigars.
Oh, no.
That's right, no cigars for you.
Thank you, but I really must be going.
To Australia, or was it Alaska?
Alaska, I believe, sir. If I may consult that note, you arrived before I could depart.
It was Alaska.
Yes, Alaska it was.
Yes. Yes, I do believe it was Alaska.
Baldwin, if you set one foot in the direction of Alaska, I'll fire you. Do you understand?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hepworth.
And we'll never see you again.
Because we haven't the slightest notion of following you there. Danny, would you get me that package out of the hall, the box that says Bronson's Dry Goods Store on it?
Oh, Hal, you're not really going to use that maid's apron and cap.
Well, I...
Mr. Hepworth, can it be that you will permit me to go on serving you?
I just happened to think I left that package alongside the road when we changed that tire.
But I'm sure I... Well, of course, Baldwin, I've made mistakes in my time. You're entitled to one. What have I lost? I'll have my antique furniture and whatnot back. And if you want to know, I'd a sight rather lose all that junk than I would you.
Thank you, Mr. Petworth. Thank you.
Baldwin, dry your eyes. Linda, what are you doing with that handkerchief?
Just dusting my eyes.
Danny, why are you rubbing your eyes with the end of your necktie? Baldwin, when you're through with that handkerchief, give it to me. Dust in my eyes, too.
I was getting all ready to blubber.
An honest man. I mean, what are we all standing around making funny faces? Baldwin, why don't you welcome me home?
Welcome home, sir. Oh, welcome home.
Danny, just take this. I think you're catching cold.
Who, me? Oh. Danny, I know that package is out in the hall.
Beg pardon, sir, but did you say something a few minutes ago about a maid, apron, and cap?
I did.
No, I did, but...
Oh, dear.
Never mind, Baldwin. It's the only punishment you're getting.
Oh, go ahead. Just put on the apron and cap and give us a laugh, Baldwin. We all need a laugh.
Just mess around. You want me to put them on, sir?
Why, yes, yes. You, of course. Who else?
Happy about it,
Daniel. No, I don't
say it. I'd be delighted to oblige, sir. It might be rather amusing. I once did a turn or two on the vaudeville stage, you know, impersonating Lloyd George.
Fine, and fine. But why did your face fall a mile when I first brought it up?
Well, you see, sir, I thought you had engaged some grim female domestic, that you had grown tired of my cooking.
Well, Baldwin's worries seem to be over now, and there seems little likelihood that he will give Alaska any further thought. But meanwhile, Aunt Sarah and Pa are thinking of making a surprise journey east, and Linda and Danny plan a surprise journey home. Who or what can possibly prevent this frightful mix-up? Tune in to another entertaining episode of Linda's First Love. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hop-dated Spotlight coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight coffee cut your expense. Ladies, listen. Spotlight coffee costs only 40 cents a pound. You couldn't find a better buy or a better coffee. Yes, get Spotlight, the truly fresh coffee. You can tell Spotlight coffee is freshly roasted by the hot date on the bottom of the bag. A date stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting oven. Every pound of Spotlight coffee comes to you fresh in the bean. And you know it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. But you still pay only 40 cents a pound for Spotlight. That's less, far less than other well-known brands. You actually save up to 17 cents a pound. More on the big 3-pound economy bag. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another true-to-life transcribed chapter of Linda's First Love.
It's Kroger, it's Kroger, for tasty food with variety. It's Kroger, I see. Kroger alone has a brand of its own, for flavor and economy. It's Kroger, I see.
It's wonderfully fragrant with full tea taste. It's Kroger Iced Tea. Now a rare tea has been added. There's a new sparkle, a new amber clarity, and a new fresh tea taste. Kroger Iced Tea keeps its flavor when it's iced. Yet Kroger Iced Tea saves you money. Costs only 49 cents a half pound. Get Kroger Iced Tea. The only tea blended especially for iced tea at your Kroger store.